This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. By choosing John Edwards as his running mate, Democrat John Kerry added a Southern voice to his ticket. Democrats are hoping Edwards can help them win some Southern states. The South voted overwhelmingly for George W. Bush in 2000. So we asked some people in Little Rock, Arkansas, what they think.
My name is Gertrude Stubblefield. I'm a teacher. I think Senator Kerry and John Edwards will make a good ticket. Senator Kerry doesn't have that charisma like former President Clinton had, but I think Edwards does. He has energy to go out and draw the people to the ticket.
Brenda Richardson, I would vote for Bush regardless. I like the way he's handled things, and I think he's a good president.
Carlos Wallace, and I'm a barber. I think it's a pretty good decision. He'll be a young vice president. He has a lot of good ideas, basically.
Yvonne Cloud in Arkadelphia. I'm a bookstore manager. I already have my mind made up. I'm a Republican.
Some voices in Little Rock, Arkansas, responding to the nomination or the selection of John Edwards of North Carolina as John Kerry's vice presidential choice. To learn more about the Southern effect of the Edwards candidacy, we've called Merle Black. He's a political science professor at Emory University in Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think John Kerry and John Edwards will actually win a Southern state?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they've really got a shot in North Carolina. This really makes North Carolina competitive. That's been a tough state for the Democrats. So they're competitive there. But Bush is going to be in North Carolina, I believe, today, and they're not giving up on it, and they're going to fight for it. Edwards would help in Florida. Edwards would also help in Louisiana and Arkansas. But beyond that, I think Bush will still do well across the South.
You said Bush will fight for it. Is the issue there that Bush might not lose those Southern states, but he'll have to spend resources going after them in time?
That's right. They've immediately made North Carolina a state that the Bush campaign cannot take for granted, that they'll have to put money, they'll have to send President Bush and maybe Cheney into the state in order to fight for it. So they've already disrupted the Republicans' plans, I believe.
Now, Mr. Black, I want to ask about the sweep of history in the South, which I know you've studied a lot. Since Ronald Reagan, Republicans have basically owned the South, and they were gaining in the South even before that. Do the Democrats have any chance of reversing that trend?
Well, in presidential politics, they did that with Clinton and Gore. In 92 and 96, the Democrats carried four of the 11 Southern states. They didn't carry any state last year. But with someone like Edwards on the ticket and concentrating on a small number of states, what the Democrats are trying to do is split the South, just to deny the Republicans a clean sweep of this region, which has so many electoral college votes. And this really represents a change in strategy of John Kerry. Earlier in the year, he said we Democrats make a mistake when we look toward the South. He's obviously changed his mind.
Speaking generally, what do Southern voters expect from a presidential and vice presidential candidate?
Well, what they expect is a kind of understanding of their values and their interests and someone who can articulate and defend those kinds of interests. The South, among Southern whites, is much more conservative than other parts of the country. That's why the Republicans have done better than the Democrats. But the South is very competitive. African-American voters are overwhelmingly Democratic, and that means that the Democrats always have a chance if they have strong candidates and if Southerners think that the performance of the opponent is questionable. And I think that's where the Democrats have an opportunity this year.
When you say Southern values, what values do you mean?
Oh, these cultural values. The South is the most religious part of the country in terms of Protestantism. And the religious right is stronger in the South than anywhere else. But it's also the rise of a huge urbanized middle class in the South that gives economic interest at stake, too. These are, the white middle class is made up largely of people who think it's their money, it's not the government's, and when President Bush says, I'm going to give you tax cuts, they like that. I think they'd be very worried about the tax increases that the Kerry administration would put into effect.
And when John Edwards talks, as he did in the primaries when he was running for president, about two Americas, basically the haves and the have-nots, does that resonate at all in the South?
It resonates some, but that's a very simplistic way of looking at it. We've got a huge urbanized middle class here. It's just a few people on the top and a large number of people at the bottom. That's the way it was 100 years ago.
Well, Professor Black, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Professor Merle Black studies the politics of the modern South. He is a professor at Emory University.